When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
And we are joined today by Cherry Healy.
Cherry off the telly.
Yeah. Yes. Master Chef star.
Oh, wow. That was a thing.
And author, of course, of the amazing book Letters to My Fanny, which we've talked about on a previous episode.
Yay.
And recently, a woman who rode a bike on the telly.
Okay, not just rode a bike on the telly, but rode my own personal mum bike in the Olympic velodrome.
I know.
In my big mum coat with my actual real bear's child seat in the back. They were like, bring your bike and keep it real. I was like, do you want me to take off all the like mum crap? They're like, no, want the whole shebang. And they went, wear what you wear on the school run. I was like, a massive flappy coat and big hair.
Nothing else.
I'm naked.
I'm a flasher.
Naked.
I wait for the sexy dad from 2B to walk past.
Oh, God, it works every time.
Why were you doing that? Why were you in the velodrome?
Because we were making a programme about bicycles for Inside the Factory, BBC Two, and we were looking at aerodynamics. And so they made me go around the track and they timed me just on my big
ding-a-ling.
And what makes me laugh about watching it, I watched it last night, is that I'm giving it some. And in a way, I feel weirdly endeared by myself. I'm like, you're on national television. This is just exactly the time to look cool. And I look like a dick. And that is because someone's gone,
helmet.
I'll time you. And it's like a two-year-old. And you go, how quick can you get my jumper? I'll time you. And I'm 36 years old. I have two children. And I'm the same. If you say, I'll time you, I'm like, okay, I'm going. And then they took off the child seat and they took off the bicycle and they timed me again and I was faster. Oh. Maybe one of the most magical TV experiences I've ever had. It was like, money can't buy this. This is really exceptional.
Yeah.
And well, I have to say, I missed you at the velodrome, but I did watch you avidly on Celebrity MasterChef, which I always watch, but you were genuinely one of my favourite contestants because I felt like you were trying to do something a bit different, Cherry. Was that right?
Thank you, Ellie.
You are welcome.
I tried to do something different. You know, I am an experimental cook, and at home, I try to give it some.
Yeah.
I have grown up in a very traditional British household with a stunningly good cook for a mum. You know, shepherd's pie and stew. And those are all lovely, like perfect roasts. But you know what? That's not actually my taste. Mm. Like when my mum cooks, you know, angels sing. She's a magical cook. But I'm quite drawn to South American cooking. I like Peruvian cooking. I like Mexican, Chilean. I like spices. And, you know, what I love about Peruvian cooking is it is a fusion of Japanese and Mexican. Or South American.
Oh, okay.
So it's really interesting. It's like ceviche and fish tacos and lots of spices. It's not too heavy. It's not too cheesy. It's full of flavour. It's really interesting and crispy and delicious. So I thought, why not be authentic to my true self and cook what I really love? But it was quite wacky in that there's only two ceviche restaurants in London. It's quite a new thing. Mm. I mean, I was going to make ceviche. Thank God I didn't. I think people would have cried in my
Wallace
face.
Would have exploded.
Would have exploded.
There's no sugar in this. I don't like it.
They do like more traditional meals, to be fair. Mm. And, you know, Celebrity MasterChef and normal MasterChef are not the same.
Mm.
You know, MasterChef, I think, does encourage more experimental cooking.
Yeah, I have to say, like, I'm not talking about you and not just because you're here, but I feel like with Celebrity MasterChef, the bloke at Cannonball is getting patted on the head for not completely fucking up a lasagna. Do you know what I mean? We can all do that. He's a lovely man, I'm sure, Cherry.
He was actually a darling. I'm sure he always wore really high quality cashmere jumpers.
Well, he's made his money. Oh, he's now living the life. Who was in your group?
Do you know what? The Cannonball guy was absolutely divine.
I love how even you who were on the programme can't remember whether he was Cannon or Ball. You don't even know.
That guy.
I'm pretty sure. It was Tommy Cannon.
Tommy, no. Oh, my God. So he was lovely with his cashmere jumpers. I have to say my favourite. So, you know, partly because I spent the most time with them, but also partly because of the magicalness of their human. Audley Harrison.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The boxer.
Olympic boxer, yeah.
Gold medal winning Olympic boxer. I think it's MBE. He is just
wearing a hairnet. That's wearing why. It's a huge gold medal winning boxer in a fucking hairnet. Come on.
Oh my God.
But like he was
so wise and thoughtful, mm, and that really came at it like an athlete. And then you've got Jimmy Osman.
I watch it with my 5-year-old son because he's not really allowed to watch telly in the mornings, but I'm like, I let you watch Celebrity MasterChef because I want to watch it. It's educational.
We watch it
together. And I tried to like make you his favourite because I was like, that's mummy's friend. I took a bit of a liberty. I've only met you once.
Jimmy.
We love Jimmy. He wants
Jimmy. Do you know why? It's because Jimmy admits the goodness of all that is good and true.
Yes.
And everyone that meets him, it falls a little bit in love with him.
Yeah.
And he is smiley and funny and self-derogatory and humble, but really encouraging. And he tries really hard and gets it right sometimes and gets it wrong sometimes. And he's like one of the most humble, funny, sweet, clever people I've ever met. Like, I literally totally fell in love with him. He's such a sweet person. You know, the thing he was most excited about was he was like, well, you know, if I don't make it through this round, I can't wait to get on the plane and see my wife.
Oh, stop.
You know, he was such a darling. I really love
him. Why isn't he running for president?
Honestly, I cannot. He would be the most amazing president.
Is there anyone you didn't get on with so well?
Yes.
Who? Do you not want to say you're going to be really professional?
No, that's fine.
Can't really say.
But we know. I'm going to watch them all back now on iPlayer.
You'll know.
It was a guy, and I just found him to be very, just very arrogant. And it wasn't Gleb, by the way, because Gleb was the other person in my group.
Ooh, I love Gleb.
Oh, he was a sweetheart, so lovely. And I couldn't have been happy to be on his team. And we had Oven Gate, where he didn't look in the oven in our kind of relay.
I love that. That was
oh my God. But also, you have to remember, he comes from a completely different culture where you don't use the oven so much. You don't roast everything.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so when he walked into that, you know, that ensemble, the oven just didn't cross his mind. Mm. It just didn't. But again, he picked up the ingredient. He was like, white wine, chicken stock, salt and pepper. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
It's like any British person would go, gravy. Gravy. But he doesn't eat gravy. So to him it was like, are we making a cocktail?
But was it you who you covered all the ingredients you decided not to use with tea towels? And the first thing you did was he came in the kitchen and lifted all the tea towels and went, that must be what she wants me to use. And it was like having a conversation with my husband. I was just like, no.
Why?
Surely not. Surely.
It was covered. But I've got to say, he is the actual most beautiful man I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
He's so beautiful that the cameramen were talking about him after he'd left the room. And at one point we were doing these press stills and we were in this big kind of, you know, they have that big kind of selfie light that makes you look beautiful.
Yes.
He had stood by that light to have his PR picture. And when he left, the cameramen were like, I mean, it's God, it's like, how is someone that beautiful? I'm right here, okay? It's my turn. I want to be beautiful in the
here
beautiful
comes
light.
The chop liver.
I had that bit. I'm just using this as an excuse now to show off about my new television programme, Dara O'Brien's Go 8-Bit. Oh, thank you for asking, Cherry Healy. Dara O'Brien's Go 8-Bit is a new sort of video games game show with celebrities and comedians, and I'm
and
like the games expert. Yeah.
Oh my God,
yeah.
I'm like the Carol Vorderman of video games apparently now.
Are you kidding me?
No, so it's exciting. So we had David James on, and I don't really care about football, and then I met him and I was like, Ah, and he has these amazing eyes, and like he's very dapper, and he just has this presence. And it was like everyone on the set was like, David James is. It's like being in the presence of Aslan. There's something about this dude. It's awesome.
Oh God!
Yeah, he's a nice man.
Yeah, nice man. Licked him. Didn't go down well.
Have you licked him?
No, I tried.
What sexually? Wow. Did you try to sexually lick him?
You know what? I held myself back because I felt like I didn't want to be an Operation U-Tree at any point. But I mean, there are some people who are just radiant. Can I ask you a quick question? When is your show on?
It starts on the 5th of September on Dave, and it's on every Monday night at 10 o'clock.
That's 6 weeks?
Kind of huge.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see how that goes.
It's going to be great. I went to two of the 6 recordings, and Ellie was hilarious.
Of course.
I can say that.
Thank you.
But it is a really funny show. I know nothing about video games. So basically, they've got Dara Breen as the big head guy.
Yeah, he's some comedian or something. I hadn't really heard of him.
Who's he?
I don't know, yeah.
Anyway, and then they've got Sam and Steve, who are like team captains, and then they've got some celebrities. And they play like Street Fighter and Sega games and like all these retro...
Also Sega games.
And Sega games. But I like the Sega games. They're fun.
Big Bob Seger fan myself. Bob Seger's Return to Mario Land is probably my favourite of the Sega games.
Yeah.
Did you feel really proud when you were watching her? Did you go, she's my friend?
She's my friend. I was taking little photos and
God,
stuff. It was very exciting. But I don't know anything about computer games and seriously laughed my tits off. Because you've got people playing old school video games and there's a lot of people who don't know what they're doing as well. But it's just funny. It's just a funny show. And there's Ellie who's like the expert and she explains it so you actually understand what's going on.
Do you really understand what's going on?
She does.
Yeah. How?
I'm a massive nerd.
Do you love video games?
Growing up, I loved video games. I played them all the time. And now I've been in the industry for 15 years. So now it is more like it's my job, right?
Yes,
so
it's more like an academic pursuit.
Yeah, yes. Let's say that. That's a good way to positively describe
now
it.
Now she's making some cash out of it.
Private dancer. For money.
Oh, God.
She'd hoard herself on the telly.
But anyway, enough about me, Cherry.
Never Healy. Enough.
Oh, we've got you on the podcast again because we talked about your amazing book, Letters to My Fanny. Please buy it. It's amazing. But I thought we'd get you back on because one of the things that we touched on in the previous podcast was, I guess, the theme of like just getting your shit together. And one of the things that struck me from the last podcast is when you talked about we were in the rush hour.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have talked to us about that and what you said, and that how do we get our shit together now that we're all in this, you know, we are doing telly shows, we're looking after kids, we're worming dogs, we're...
Yes.
As I was doing, but 3 hours ago, getting knits out of my own hair. And I thought that it would be great.
Hair looks really great, by the way, right now.
Do you know what the magic of good knit comb? It actually clears your dandruff. Because
Your hair is radiant, like Jimmy Osmond.
It's like an American soap star.
It's like Gleb in hair.
Yeah, that's right.
Every time you turn your head that way, I think Oprah's in the room.
Yeah. Amazing.
I'm getting wise.
But yeah, I wanted to talk to you about, because you were a telly star before you had kids. Because you're doing stuff, Cherry.
Do you know what? I have to say that I'm doing stuff, but I do have a job where I earn enough that I can have days at home. In my former job, it was very much 9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
And what were you doing then?
I was working in a business development company.
Where are you now?
Business development.
I was their business model.
Knowing nothing about business, I can barely count. I was doing their events, organising, booking people on Excel training courses.
Ooh.
I know, exciting stuff. I know what it is to do a 9 to 5 job and to do the grind and for that to be the thing you need to do because of the money that you get paid to, you know. So I'm very grateful that I have a job that I can pay my mortgage and bills and childcare, but also do it in a freelancey way so I do get good time with my kids.
Mm. But how did you get there? How did you get from the business development to the freelancing?
I was
cooking
miserable.
Burgers with Jimmy Osmond.
I was Yes, that's a
What was
big,
your journey?
I would love to go back to myself sitting depressed in the kitchen chair going, I fucking hate my job. How do I get out of this? Going, you know what? One day you'll be on MasterChef with Jimmy Osmond. So chill, babes. You know what, chill.
You needed like the fairy godmother to come in going, darling,
this is just part of the tapestry of your life, but some wacky shit's going to happen. Don't worry. It's all going to come good. Yeah. You'll
this
be
is just
fine.
The arrow in the eye bit, but later on, think a bit backwards. It's all going to be all right.
Honestly, don't you think, how amazing would it be if you could have a couple of those in your life that you could go back to your former self and go, I know it sucks now. Mm. Your heart is broken, but you meet someone just wonderful later. And this is all part of the learning.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing
to
do that? Mm. There were so many different points in my life where I could have used a little angel just going, I know it sucks now, but it's okay.
Just play some R.E.M.
Yeah.
Smoke a spliff. You'll be fine.
Listen to Natalie Imbruglia. Pretend your eye, cut your hair and wear a hoodie. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So basically, I was working in business development and I knew I hated it. And I just thought, I've got to quit this job. And so I did. And I moved back with my parents, which went down medium to well. And I got a job at the BBC after petitioning them many, many, many times. I got a job as a runner. And
so you just wrote to them and rang them up?
I applied for their runner course like 3 times and got in. And then I just worked my absolute socks off when I was there because I loved it. And I knew from my heart that I wanted to work in telly. Mm. Like, and I still do, you know, it's the party I want to be at very much. So then I went runner, researcher, assistant producer, and then I got offered to make a documentary. And a friend of mine who was a producer said, you are so nosy and you want to get inside people's lives and it's just awful and embarrassing, but this might be a channel for you to like get rid of some of that. So then we did a tape and BBC Three said, yes, let's give you a go. And I made a programme about alcohol and I got really pissed with loads of different women and threw up on camera. It was literally the dream.
Imagine making a whole series of stuff about people getting pissed with women. That sounds ludicrous. What a waste of time.
But also, and then being allowed to ask them like the deepest, darkest questions of their life. And then it kind of never stopped. I've always held it in my hand like a delicate bird. And it might fly off at any time. It's a weird job because you're waiting for other people to give you work. The older I get, the more I learn how to generate my own work. But at the beginning, I was so really naive and I just kind of waited for people to commission me. But what I've realised now is just, you know what, take this as it is. I absolutely love presenting. It's magic. I've got 2 kids and I've got a mortgage and I'm writing and I'm doing my website and a podcast and all these other things. Just chill. That is more than enough. That is so enough. Yeah. So, yeah.
Awesome.
That is me in a nutshell.
That's a big old nutshell.
It's a big old bloody nutshell.
Well, shall we move on to our next section, Helen?
We've done career chat. We've cracked that nut. So the next section I wanted to do was, what I want to be when I grow up. I wanted to talk to you about this because your whole like TV career is about being, I guess, researching other people's careers and lives. I thought, and do you ever, when you're interviewing these people, going, actually, screw telly, I want to do what that guy does at the pasta factory, or now I want to be a cyclist. Like, do you get tempted in that way?
Every day. Every
See?
Day.
It's a good question.
Every
it took 4 minutes to say.
Single day. But it is an excellent, excellent question. And I think part of the reason that I get that is that I think I have, and I hope this doesn't sound bragging. I haven't really ever said this out loud, so I'll test this out. But I think I have an extremely, extremely acute sense of empathy.
Mm-hmm.
So when I talk to someone, I feel like my brain is trying to feel and experience what they're saying and what they're doing. I can't watch scary films because it feels traumatic to me. So if someone's telling me about the fact that they run this cafe and it's like in the countryside, I'm there with them. Mm. I'm running the cafe. I want to know everything about it. And by the end of that conversation, I want to do that. And I feel it in my heart. And actually, I know about myself not to make big decisions for 24 hours. Because I get back on the train, and I'm like, I want to do what they're doing, and it sounds amazing, and it sounds like I'm so happy, and it really works for them, and I get on the train, and 24 hours later, after gin and tonic, I'm like, I'm not them,
yeah,
and I don't have to feel their feelings anymore,
yeah.
And that's the end. So yes, it's a common problem that I find. Like with you guys are stand-up comedians, and you work together, and you go to each other's houses. And there's a big part of me that's like, oh God, I want to like have a duo.
Well, let's just say one of us is looking for a new avenue.
Yay!
Consider it an audition.
Oh, yeah. I'm in it.
Well, it's that. I mean, it sounds like you've hit what you wanted. I mean, Ellie Gibson. What were you thinking of when you were a little Ellie?
When I was little, I did actually quite want to be a video game journalist because I read video games magazines and I liked them and I liked playing video games and I liked writing. Or an astronaut. Quite cool.
Fair enough.
They're very similar.
If I'm quite honest, an air hostess.
Really?
I really quite like the idea of, I really like planes, like flying, quite like the idea of just being, you know.
Travel.
Yeah. And I now realise there's actually a lot of hard work in being an air hostess and you have to deal with absolute assholes, and I'd probably be absolutely terrible about it.
I realise I didn't actually answer your question. When I was little, I wanted to be a marine biologist because I think it sounded cool and I loved sea animals.
Yeah.
I loved the sea. And then I realised as I grew up that it involved looking at how far a turtle had moved in 6 months.
Yeah,
and
it's mucky and boring.
I'm so impatient. I get annoyed at how quickly it takes to turn off the television. I'm not built for that marine biology. No.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's cool.
What about you, Thorn? Growing up in country Australia, what was your dream?
Well, obviously to get out. I was the daughter of a vicar. So initially, I remember one of my first things is I wanted to be a missionary because we would have like visiting missionaries who go, hey, we came and talked about Jesus in like developing countries and they all loved us. And I thought, isn't that a lovely job? I didn't realise. Well, I thought missionary was a really cool job. So that was that. Or a liturgical dancer, because like, you know, doing some Christian dancing to music. But yeah, no, I was quite serious, I think, as a little kid. So I wanted to do something very earnest, like being a doctor or a nurse or something like that. And then I think when I hit my teens and discovered musical theatre and jazz ballet, I was like, this is it. This is amazing. So yeah, I knew my life would involve being a show off.
What do your kids want to be, Helen? They told you?
Yeah, Matilda, who's my 7-year-old, definitely a vet. She is we call, you know, like God botherers. She's a dog botherer. Everywhere we go, she pats a dog. She often barks in public. Just like goes arr, 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 arr. I'm like, can we not be dogs today? Just right now in Costa.
She and Bear should hang out because we often play puppies.
Yeah.
We play puppies sometimes for days.
Yeah.
Days and days. Sometimes the only way to get him to eat his broccoli is to pretend it's a doggy treat.
Yeah.
And then people come over and visit and they go, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, is this weird? Sorry, I've been with my kids for ages. I've lost all sense of what's normal.
When my children like fill up a dish of milk, like, lick it off the floor, Mummy. I'm like...
It's gone too far. Not now.
Sometimes, especially in the school holidays, when you're spending days and days and days with the kids, like, you lose what is okay.
Yeah.
The only way I can get my kids into the bath now is if they go on the horsey train. The horsey train is where they both get on me, and Coco's really good. She holds on to Bear, and they hold on to my pigtails, and then they ride me to the bath, and then I just throw them in by, like, kicking my butt. It's gone too far.
How do you get out of there?
It's gone too far.
Oh. Are there any jobs you would really hate your children to end up doing? Apart from the obvious, you know, prostitution, perhaps racist murderer. Apart from that,
I wouldn't want my kids to be an MP.
Yeah.
It's a really thankless task. It's really hardcore, and you can't please everyone all the time. So you're always going to have people who hate you. I think also maybe not a fishmonger, because I think that can be hard for dating you're young. Yeah. What about
Someone's got to do it, though. It's a noble profession.
And I love my fishmonger.
Well,
I think it's something to do after you've courted and found your wife.
Yeah, and preferably she's a fishmonger as well. Yeah. In an ideal world, or a fish. Yeah. Ideally, that's... Or a little mermaid.
Or a mermaid.
Yeah.
Which is an easy find. There's got to be an app for that.
Yeah. Plenty of fish. No. Sorry, that was a cheap gag.
It was so good, though.
No, Jerry, I remember having an argument with my husband before Charlie was born when I was pregnant, because we didn't know if he was a boy or a girl. And I said, well, if it's a girl, I would like to call it Lola. And he said, oh, no, we can't call it Lola. And I said, why not? And he said, because, you know, that sounds like she might run off to Vegas and be a showgirl.
Like the
song. I was like, what? So maybe if she goes to Vegas and is a showgirl, she's happy with her life. I'm all right with that.
They earn really great money.
Great money, like good for Lola, I say. And he's like, no.
I love when you have those conversations. Like, I wanted to call Matilda Dixie, and Will said, no, that's a porn name. Because his last name is Ray, and I was...
I mean, he's got a point. Dixie
that's
Ray.
That's a step too far.
Dixie Ray. And we Googled it. And she was a porn star.
Dixie Ray, I salute you, but you're not having a second generation in my daughter. But it is hard, like the names you have, like associate
really.
What with you. Because did you do that when you named your kids? You went Coco.
Well,
Fernandez.
It's so funny because when I named Coco, everyone was like, "Oh God, you can't name Coco because that isn't that a name of a pet?" And I was like, "Well." Funny you should say that, because she's named after my first cat.
And my favourite cereal.
And you know what? She's like the perfect Coco. She is a Coco completely.
Okay, so I think it's time for Scummy Mummy Confessions.
Hooray!
Yay! I love Scummy Mummy Confessions. Right, are you up for a Scummy Mummy Confession, Cherry? Have you got one in the can?
They're one of my favourite parts of your podcast.
Oh,
I look forward to them every single episode. One of my bad mum confessions is... I once went out really, really late, to about 5 a.m, and we have a live-in au pair, and she's really magical. She's like Mary Poppins. I love her very much. We have like a husband-wife relationship, pretty much, or a wife-wife relationship. And she came downstairs, and I had Bear, and he was really tiny and sitting on the sink, and I turned around and I went, I was out till 5 a.m. Like, so proud of myself. And as I turned around to talk to her, Bear toppled over and fell in the sink. And it had bubbles and knives in it, and that was fine. and I lifted him out, and he's fine. But I was not proud.
No.
I was not proud. And her face said, "Don't be proud of that." No. But it was very funny.
What about you?
Baby. Any confessions?
Well, I have a few, but I must say today. In about half an hour before I came on this podcast, I had to comb nits out of my hair before I came here.
That is kids, isn't it? Nits and mess and drawing on the wall.
Absolutely. I think at the end of the apocalypse, there will be Keith Richards, Donald Trump's hair, and my children's nits. The survivors of the apocalypse. Because I try and I try and I comb and I frazzle. We've just got to shave our heads, I think.
Ellie, anything?
I would like to share a confession from my friend Will that I read on Facebook today. He took his little boy swimming, and you know, we all know swimming is a nightmare. Swimming is a disaster. Like his son is about 3, and you have the whole getting changed and the rest.
Yeah.
And he was trying to get his little boy to get changed, and he was just like, "Oh, come on, just." And he was like, oh, and he just started swearing under his breath. And then his son just piped up, Daddy, how many times? My name is not Jesus Christ. Just setting things straight in the leisure centre. And I just love that. So hello, Will, and hello to your little one. And yes, what a lovely story.
Hello to Will and hello to Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Praise be.
Long may they both reign. Well, I think that's about it, isn't
it? That is it. Thank you very, very much, Cherry.
Your pleasure. Thank you for
having you. Thank
you. The nibbles and the wine and the hospitality.
The wine. We must mention...
We must mention the wine.
It's from Sean Connery. It's not. It's
from the wonderful people at Most Wanted Wines. And we are drinking tonight a Sauvignon Blanc, or a Sauvignon Blanc, as Ellie likes to call it, and most other people.
All the French, yes, that's right.
It's a very, very nice wine. And thank you very much to Most Wanted who have given us this wine for the podcast. And they're very reasonably priced, around about $7.99
a bottle. Right. I can confirm, Helen, they are $7.99 a bottle, and they're available in supermarkets and convenience retailers nationwide, including Co-op, Sainsbury's and Nisa. Is it Nicer? I don't know.
You're the one who's...
Nicer is nicer, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It should be called Nicer.
Yeah. So buy some Most Wanted wine. They're awesome, and they've supported the podcast. So, yes!
Well, I think we have done enough plugging to secure us another case of wine. So
yay!
Send the wine.
Send the wine.
Excellent.
Well, thank you very much for listening to the podcast. And thank you again, Cherry. You've been amazing.
Pleasure, love it.
Yeah, hey, thank you, Thorn.
Thank you, Ellie.
Hey, no worries.
I will see you on stage in Winchester on the 29th of September.
Oh, okay. I'll be there.
Yeah, at the Theatre Royal Winchester. Awesome. Book tickets now.
Until next time.
Bye-bye. Bye. Jim!
This is Cherry Healy off the telly.
Hello! I saw you last night.
Oh,
on
great!
The
oh,
in
great.
The factory, yeah.
What the?
Sugar.
Oh, yes, sweet, with Greg Wallace.
I'm sorry, I've forgotten your name, but you're very funny.
Cherry.
Yes. You're, it was brilliant, yeah.
With Greg. He was.
Right. Do you know, so, I was watching, I said, I'd like to meet you, because then here you are. Oh, right, well enough.
Amazing. Oh, yeah. It's like your dream has come true. It's like we organised it especially.
It's like I dream of Jeannie, but it's I dream of Cherry.
What's your opinion on burkinis, Dad?
Hey, my opinion on burkinis. Well, I don't really have an opinion yet. Let me
also
have 5 minutes.
You're a man and not a Muslim. It's almost like it's not your business, isn't it?
I'm sorry, readers. No sound bites from
Reasons.
Dad. Sorry about that. No box pops. Sorry.
Colouring.
Yeah, I'm going now. Yeah. I'll take me lager with it. Don't go without saying goodbye, Cherry.
I won't.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Great.
Yeah.
Did he leave his glasses behind?
Yeah, I'll give them to him.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.